Okay, Rabbi Sar, we are up to we did Zion. Okay, we did Zion. Pasuk Halacha Ches. Halacha Ches on page Tzadi Da. Just a little bit. Okay, we only have one page left, so we'll just do what we have here. We'll stop. Page Tzadi Da. Halacha Ches for Shabbos Cholamoid Pesach. Ein maskirin bevirchos avtara shel Pesach. Loi be'em sav loi bechassima avo mesayim mekadesh ha-shabos. Avo bechol ha-moyed sukois kevon shem halel sholi v'gam cholot v'karbon oisov maskirin kemo b'yom tov shol sukois shechal b'shabos. Okay, so when you read the haftarah for Shabbos, you have to have your finger on the pulse. You have to be awake at the switch. Okay? A good rabbi, a good gabbai, come Shabbos, Chol HaMoed, there's always confusion. When you make the chasima for the brachas of the Haftarah, so the last bracha, Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah V'Al Nevi'im V'Al, and what do you say? Rabbi Sai, it's Shabbos Pesach. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. So do you say Al Shabbos Zeh? Do you say the Al Yoim Chag Hamatzos Zeh? No. Why not? Now, even though it's very confusing, because in the Siddur, because that's exactly what the Halacha says. The first 2 days of Sukkot, the first two days of Pesach are our Thursday, Friday, and then the first day of Chol HaMoed. Can this happen? The first day of Chol HaMoed is Shabbos. Never happened?
Or is it Chol HaMoed is Shabbos?
No. It's going to be this way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Pesach starts on a Thursday.
Thursday can happen? Pesach is on a Thursday?
Okay,
Sukkot then. Can happen on Sukkot?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's do Sukkot. The first night Sukkot is Thursday. So it's Wednesday. So Thursday you come to Shul and you get the Maftir. So what do you say to the Maftir? Allah Torah V'Yal. You take an arch called Siddur. Allah Torah V'Yal. V'Yal Yoim Chag Ha Sukkot Sazeh. Right? Simple. Okay, now it's Friday morning. Nochamo, same page. Page 205. And then it is Shabbos Chol HaMoed. Oh, Al HaTorah V'Al HaAvodah V'Al Nevi'im V'Al Yom HaShabbos HaZeh V'Al Yom Chag HaSukkos HaZeh. You do say it. And then when you conclude, Baruch Atah Hashem Mikadesh HaShabbos HaShabbos, what about Sukkis? The Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Right? You say Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Now what happens if it's Chol HaMoed? That's on Sukkis. So on Sukkis you say also HaShabbos Yisrael V'Hazmanim. You say the Zmanim. But what happens if it's Chol HaMoed Pesach? Chol HaMoed Pesach, you don't say this thing at all. This whole lot, you all use the regular Shabbos. Al HaTorah, V'Al HaAvodah, V'Al HaNeviim, V'Al Yoim HaShabbos HaZeh. You don't make any mention of Pesach. And when you conclude, Baruch HaTorah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos, that's what it says in the Kishuchnach. Why is that so? Because on Chol HaMoed Pesach is not a significant holiday. It's not a significant holiday because you don't have a separate carbon. The carbon that you bring, the carbon musaf that is brought on Chol HaMoed Pesach, is the same throughout the entire 7 days of Pesach. It's the same carbon. And also, you don't say Halal Sholem. You say Chatzi Halal. The only Halal you say is the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, but Yitzias Mitzrayim was only a Haskalah. It's not the Gemara. The Gemara concludes on Shavuos. So there is no, it's only Chatzi Halal. So it's not considered to be a major league holiday. So when we lay the Haftarah does not get its own private mention.
Kiddush?
No, Kiddush doesn't make it. The Kiddush, Kiddush, you still make on Chol HaMoed. You say Vesham, you say both? You say Shabbos Kiddush, you say Vayidaber? No, you don't say Vayidaber. You don't, never. You don't say Vayidaber even on Sukkot.
You don't say Sukkot.
You don't say, you never say it. Yeah, you never say it. You make a regular Shabbos Kiddush on Chol HaMoed. Right, but this is, but when it comes to the Haftorah,
when you say Vesham, no.
Well, if not for this Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you would say it's a little bit simpler because okay, there are different issues. The main issue is when you're taking out a second Sefer Torah, for the Maftir. The second Sefer Torah that you lay on Chol HaMoed Pesach is a second Sefer Torah. Let's not kid ourselves. It's a second Sefer Torah. But it's the same Maftir, it's the same Parsha that you've read the first day Pesach, the second day Pesach, and you're going to read throughout the entire Pesach. But the laning that you're reading on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkis is a different laning. It's unique to the day. Now look how far that goes. That carries over. Now we're going to read the Haftorah, and the brachos you make on the Haftorah is not the brachos you make on the Maftir. Even the brachos you make on the Haftorah is on the Nevi'im. It's on the prophets. It's not brachos that are being made on the Sefer Torah. Yet, being that the Haftorah is an extension of the Maftir, and the Maftir was unique, the uniqueness of the Maftir carries over from the Torah reading to the Haftorah to the brachos. It's like a triple carryover. Now he expands upon that. He says even more. The Kitzchach Noah says a chiddush. It's not just due to that. That's what you would assume. If not for the Kitzchach Noah, that's what you would assume. It's the reading of the Torah, the second Torah, is unique. That's what triggers the Haftorah, the Nevi'im, and the brachos are being on the Nevi'im, so we're going to make a unique bracha, we're going to make mention of them, that it's Sukkot. But he also adds that you recite Halal Sholem. Okay, that's another thing that he's just adding in, why this day is a special day.
Why do you recite Halal Sholem?
Yeah, because...
Is that really why it's related? Because you bring a special carbon, so the day that you bring a special carbon is a Yom Tov. A day, but it's not enough for Yom Tov. We are bringing a special carbon for Pesach every single day. It's not unique. We bring the same thing every single day, but we're still bringing a carbon. On Rosh Chodesh, we bring a carbon, a special carbon. Even Bizman Shemig B'Shayekayim, but you never say Halal because it's only a minute because Allah Oset. It's not a Yom Tov. Rosh Chodesh is not a real Yom Tov. But yet, you have a special Kriya Satara, a special Musaf. The general rule is, a day that a person brings a Karbon, it's his private Yom Tov. If you would go to the Beis HaMikdash and you would bring a Karbon, you would bring a Karbon Chatas. I did an Aveira. I'm bringing Karbon Chatas. It's a Yom Tov. For that person, it's a Yom Tov. You don't give, I'm not mistaken, you're not at work. Just like on a day, like a Tisha B'Av, are you allowed to go to work? Karol Aymoi. Someone said that in Pulchat says, you're not allowed to go to work. Okay, not only because of a day of Aveilus, you should be Mishtatif in the Tzav Klal Yisrael. It's a Moed. On a day that's a Moed, you're not allowed to be Oivir in the Malacha. On Purim, are you allowed to go to work? It's a very big question. It's a very tough question. Are you allowed to be Oisik in Malacha on a day that is called a Halachic Moed? A day that a person brings a carbon, a special carbon, it's called a Moed. You're not allowed to go to work. You bring a carbon chatas. I don't think it's so similar. If you're allowed to go to work, you bring a carbon chatas. Here, Klal Yisrael is bringing a special carbon. It's Rosh Chodesh. You're bringing a special carbon musaf for Rosh Chodesh. It's a moed. No, it's not a moed. It's a very nice. It's a moed, but there is no halal. You don't say halal. This that we say chatzi halal is only in minug. It's only in the ein, and that's why some people don't make a bracha. Making the bracha is not so simple. Sure. We make a bracha, but it's only chatzi halal. So here on Chol HaMoed Pesach, we also bring a special carbon, but it does not have the full status of a moed to the degree where it warrants that in the Haftarah we're going to make mention of Zmanim and Chag HaMatzos Hazeh. But on Sukkot, being that we have two factors. Number one, we're going to say Halel Sholem. It's a special, it is considered to be Zman Simcha Seinu. It's a higher status of a Yom Tov. Number two, we're going to have a unique Kriya Satara, and that unique Kriya Satara carries over to the Haftarah, to the Brachos. We do make these special Brachos. That's what you have to keep going. Another Nafkamina is, how many Sifrei Torah do you take out? Here we're the other way around. On Pesach, you take out two Sifrei Torah, Chol HaMoed Pesach. Isn't that here it works the other way around?
Two
Sefer Torah. On Chol HaMoed Sukkot, you only take out one Sefer Torah.
Correct.
Only one Sefer Torah. So you would think, look what's going on. On Sukkot, we're saying Halal Sholem. And in the Haftorah, if Chol HaMoed would fall out on Shabbos, we would say Al Yoim Chag HaSukkos Hazeh. We would be Mitzayim, Mekadesh Yisrael, VeHazmanim. Yet, we only take out one Sefer Torah.
Because Pesach,
it's a technicality.
Same thing. Places.
So why don't we just lay the same thing every single day? Why not lay the same thing every single day? Let's lay. No, but why isn't that enough?
Because one day talks about
the next day.
One day talks about
each day. It's a different Yom Kippur Atzma. Because the Kabbalists are different.
But why do we have to have another Sefer Torah? Think about it.
Because it's a simple matter.
Why would
how much do you have in the Torah about Sukkot?
Well, we repeat
loads of things. So you read
the other way around.
No.
On Sukkot, you can lane straight.
Yes.
No, you can't lane straight because it's not the wrong day. We have to repeat. We have to start or we have to repeat.
No, but it's all laying the same in you. Whereas Pesach, you only have a fourth Sukkot to lane about Pesach.
So we're laying from before.
No, because you have a lot of...
But it's not the right day.
Sukkot,
I hear you saying. You're saying Sukkot, it's all part of the festival. You have a lot of Sukkot. But it's the wrong day. It's Yom HaSheni, Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaRevi, Yom HaMishi. It's still the wrong day.
If you have the stuff that you land in Pinterest, then I will be Yom HaSheni, Yom HaShlishi, Yom HaRevi. You have nothing else.
So let's do the same thing for Pesach then.
And Sukkot, if you have Yom HaShani, Yom HaShlishi, Yom
HaRevi, yeah.
That's all you... Where else in the Torah you have things?
He says, in Eretz Yisrael, they lay the same thing over and over again. There are different mithagim, four times. The same exact thing. So we can do the same exact thing, laying the same exact sukkim for maftir three times. Pesach. The carbon for Pesach, the musaf, zikraf them. Why not? Same way you do this on the same way you do this on Sukkot, you can do this on Pesach. What? I think it's a little bit clear.
So
you want to say because they have more things to lay than Sukkot, we can't find what to lay. We can find what I'm sure we can figure out. We'll find. The Anani Akavot. We'll find. We'll lay from Chukas. We can lay from Masay. Why Maser the Masos with the Ananim?
We have every day a Schad.
I'm sure we can find push come to shove. We can find. We can find.
Sukkot comes to blow over.
Okay, it's an interesting idea. You have over here this difference when it comes to the Haftorah, the Bracha. We give it special mention. Yet the number of Sefer Torah we take out, it's reversed. We only take out one, whereas we take out two. Okay, I just want to point that out. Let's finish up the last halacha. Halacha tes kadosh gil chinuch sheyodei limi mivarchin v'yodei lechanich es lechatech es ha'osias b'toyv oylem after. A child that knows to whom he is making the bracha, he is aware of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows how to read the words clearly. Oylem after, he can get receive the maftir. B'Shabbos of Yom Tov, Bilvad, B'Parashat Zochah, Parashat Parah, B'Parashat Shabbos Shuvah. It's not the Recheretz, these are the Raisa. It's not the Raisa to the Raisa, you're right, I take it back, but it's not, that's not a call for the Tzibur. Okay? He doesn't say exactly why, but Parashat Zochah, Parashat Parah, Zochah is a Shuvah, the Raisa, Parah is a Shaila. Shuvah is not a deraisa, but I guess it's the meaning of COVID. Okay. What?
Can't read straight.
Okay.
Can't read straight.
Say that. He knows to whom he's blessing. Lemish and Baruch doesn't say that either. Very good. Okay. V'chein, oh, I guess, oh. Oh. Okay, another time you should only give an adult. Shvi shol Pesach, you lay in Shiras. What are you laying? You lay in Shiras David. Shiras David, the Shiras Devoira, and Shiras David. Shiras David is where it says, what does it say there? It's a Magdil and Migdal.
That's correct.
Magdil says, but Shiras David.
It's Migdal in Shiras David, and it's Magdil
in Tehillim. In Tehillim, it's Magdil, and in Shiras David, it's Migdal. Okay, there are a few minor differences between Shiras David. Shiras David appears in Tanakh twice. Tehillim and in Shmuel. You're never going to read Tehillim because you never read Ksuvim. You only read from the Nevi'im for Haftarah. Shri Shal Pesach, what else? By the way, when else do we read the same exact Haftarah of Avah? On Parshas Hazinu, when Hazinu is not Shabbos Shuvah. Then you read, why? Because also a Shira. also a shira. Hazinu is a shira, and shira stavr is a shira. What else is there? What else do they have in common? This is controversial. What else do they have in common? Is the way it's written. No, only in the Aleppo Codex. In the Aleppo Codex, Shira Stavr is written in two columns, just like Hazinu is written in two columns.
Yes.
And so too Shira Stavr is written in two columns. Shiras Oz Yashir is written Levena Agabi Ariach. Shiras Devoira is written in the Nevi'im Ariach Agabi Levena. So Tarshas Beshalach the Haftorah. Not only do we read a Shira, but it's interesting that the Shira is written in the same style. It's written in the same style as Shiras, as Oz Yashir.
Codex has Hazinu in two columns.
What?
The Aleppo Codex.
Yeah.
Has Hazinu in
yes.
two columns.
Hazinu. Yes, I believe so. Yeah, yeah. I believe so. Two columns. Two columns. Everyone has.
We have.
Yeah, Aleppo Codex, I believe, has two columns. It doesn't exist anymore because it's disappeared. Shiras David. Shiras David has more lines. Okay, that's another thing. That's another thing. How many lines? But it's two columns.
Two columns.
But Shiras David is a very touchy issue. When they write new neviim. Do they write it according to the way the Aleppo Codex? Think of Chaim Kanievsky says this is what they should do. It's a very big machlokes in Eretz Yisrael among the Haredim what to do. Avol Yashiv and a lot of the Gedolim were of the opinion they should keep on doing what you were doing until now. The Masorah was to write it like Oz Yashir, and there are many other things with Psuchos Ustumos. Keep on doing what you've been doing until now. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that the Masorah that we have with the Nevi'im is very weak. It's a very shvach Masorah, and if we have the Aleppo Codex, from based upon what we assume, it is the real thing. No guarantee. Everyone says there's no guarantee, but it's pretty good. It's 99%. It's the real thing, and therefore the surface should change. Should be Mishana, and they should write according to the version of the Aleppo Codex, which is two columns. So it's very interesting that a Hazinu, when you're learning Hazinu Shira Stav, it's not just you're learning a Shira, you're also learning something which is consistent, which also is a Shira which has two columns. Where else do you have two columns? You have two columns in Koheles, the 28 Etim, Ace Laledes, Ace Lamus, Ace Lantoya. Is that called a Shira? It's not so similar, it's called a Shira. It's not really called a Shira, but a Shira. And the Chaf Al, the 31 Laman Aleph Kings in Sefer Yeshua, are also written as two columns. That's also a Megillah Sester. Megillah Sester called the Shira. So the Gemara says it is. The Kfarish Gemara, Kol HaShiros Arin Arich Arin Chutz Mizu and the Shidu Melachim, the 32 kings. So the Gemara Befeirish says in Megillah Sester that it's called a Shira. It's called the Shira and the Melachim, but the Gemara makes no mention whatsoever about Hazinu. Hazinu L'chor is also a Shira. It's a very mysterious thing. What happened to Hazinu and what happened to Shira Stav? Where do they fall out? From which crack do they fall out from? What's the status? Okay, but it says here that you should not call a child for these are something that is very chashev. He also goes on. Let's go further. You don't call the child for the merkava, the ma'aser merkava. You don't call the child. It's interesting. He does not make mention not calling the child for the merkava on Parashas Yisro. And it's very interesting. Why you can't make me medayik like from the kitzer all the diukim, but we learn Parashas Yisro. We learn the merkava from Yeshaya, Perek Tes. On Yisro, Parashas Yisro. Parashas Yisro, Pergav,
Pergav.
That's the Ma'aseh Merkava. It's a shortened version of the Merkava. So why it doesn't make any mention that you should not call a child for the Haftarah for Parashas Yisro? Maybe he holds the Parashas Yisro is not anything significant, even though we do also lay for the Merkava. No, so he says. V'chein yoyim rishon d'shvuah shemaftirim b'merkav d'yecheskel nohagin likros dafka galu v'chacham. So the same way, Wakos is the merkava. So we also learn the merkava on Parashas Yisro, and he does not make any mention. And then he concludes one thing. This is fascinating. I told this to the Gabbai where I davened on Shabbos. The Rav was not there. The Rashiva was not there. So I told the Gabbai, I told him, it's none of my business. none of my business. But you should know, it says in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch the following. It says, "V'chaim b'Shabbos chazoy noyhagim ligoyes harav lemaftir." You're supposed to call that. This is the only place in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, to the best of my knowledge, I don't know, where it says that the rav gets maftir. In Kitzur, listen, Kitzur, you got it?
Yeah, I'm the rav.
You're the what?
I'm rav.
What?
I argue.
Argue the riv. It says here that the only place in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, this is an amazing idea, where the rav is supposed to get maftir. If you would ask a person in the street, when does the rav get maftir? Oh, the rav gets Shabbos Hagadol, the rav gets Shabbos Shuva, he gets Chazak. Okay, that's not maftir. You go give the whole long list. The only place where the Kitzur says that the rav should get maftir is Shabbos Chazoyim. This past week. So I told the guy, I said, the Rav is not here. I said, do you know what it says in Shulchan Aruch? It says in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that this is the only place where the Rav is not here. Who are you going to give maftir? So what do you think he said to me? I'm sure you can predict. What do you think he said to me?
You want it?
Oh, you want it? I knew that was coming. So you want it? So I said, no. I said, none of my business, but my vote is this person here. He's the Sgan. He's the Sgan. I think you should mechabit him. So it's okay, I'll think about it. And then I happened to tell the person who I was campaigning for the night before, I said, by Shalom Zach, I said, you know, this is the only place in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch that it said he's supposed to give the Rav. And tomorrow the Rav is not here. So whoever gets it, it goes to show that they're choshev like the Rav. And it worked! It worked! He got it! So I then said to the guy, I said, you made a good choice. I said to the guy right in front of this person, when he got his Ali, he made a good choice. So it worked out. So I don't know. It's a good question. It's a good question. I don't know. It's a good question. What do you do? I guess.
9 years.
9 years. Your grandson?
Grandson.
Your grandson.
I know where the kids have.
Okay, so it's a.
Already, or he's going to be
9 years.
Okay, now why Bedafka? Why is it?
If I got laughter, I landed, and then the Valkari landed after I landed. So I felt on my
life. Does he have rough so much?
See, a good government would say,
yeah.
But, this is no ifs, ands, and buts. Don't bother me.
Don't bother me. Don't tell me what to do. Okay, now the question, the one. What? They gave me rough. That's the return. They said he's supposed to give shot. They give the rav. Well, I dive normally the rav gets and he lanes. He lanes very nice. He, if you know, it was missed this year that the rav did not lane. No chazayin lane the of echa.
Unless you have a yurt site during the week.
Couldn't get back the echa. You got confirmed and you apologize.
My son's bar mitzvah was also
what
actual bar mitzvah day. Was Shabbos
Chazoyin?
Yes.
So he got the maftir?
No, my rav said, just don't make a big thing. We were in Eretz Yisrael. Just give him an aliyah.
A regular aliyah.
Yeah, regular aliyah. And Monday he had at the kotel.
Okay, very good. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
It's a bacher.
Yeah.
We earn from the shiva kriya. We should all maftir. Where that start? A cut and get maftir.
It's like a yard side. Someone gets yard side. Bo bayom, you give him an aliyah. You don't give him the maftir.
That's right.
All right. So why is it that you give him a bar mitzvah or you give him the maftir? I don't know the answer. I don't know. I don't know.
Right?
Ask it off. Ask him. L'chol, you should give him a real aliyah. Why giving him the maftir? Maftir is not the ikur. It's not the shiva kriya. Yeah, they didn't give you. Yeah,
they did.
They gave you maftir.
New Jersey.
Okay, old days. Okay, all right. So it's okay. It's okay.
No, it was. Yeah, I was already 30.
It's all right. All right. One important point: the reason why it says here in the Hagim, they give a child the maftir. Okay. In fact, some hold that ideally you should give a katan the maftir, lechatchila. Now you'll tell me why, chinuch reasons. Okay, there are a lot of shuls. Okay, this is especially true of the Young Israels. That was the entire purpose years ago. I mean, the founding of the Young Israel movement, if you study the history, is all to give opportunities to the children, to the young, to the new generation. That was the whole purpose. But the others, besides that, the fact that you want to give children opportunity to participate, the reason why you should be daf give a katan is because the haftarah is a zecher for times of Shmat. During the time of the Syrian Greeks, when it was Zeres HaShmat, they were not allowed to lane. What did they do? They made an agreement with the authorities will read from the prophets. The authorities were not pleased. They only acquiesced when they said, we won't read, we'll let the children read it. So the Ikra Takana, you study the history of the Haftarah, they used to give 7 aliyos to children from the Nevi'im. That's why there has to be 21 sukkim. Each aliyah was at least 3 sukkim from the Nevi'im. So when you're giving it to a child, the only reason why we do it now is to continue the custom, the reminder that there was once Gezeres HaShmat, and you shouldn't get too comfortable in Golis. Don't get carried away in Golis. You don't know what's coming. Believe me, but we have to be mispal that we should have peace in Golis, because it's once Gezeres HaShmat we couldn't learn. And then who got it? The children got it. So if you really want to preserve the minhag the way it was, b'shas maisa, it should be dafka be given to a katan. Okay, so this is very important. You saw it. Now, by the way, the minhag the Baal Kori doesn't say he doesn't talk about this over here, but you can give it the evidence. A child can also lane. If you don't have an adult to lane from, I think to lane the parsha, and the only one that can lane the parsha is a child, is a katan, so you're not supposed to do it. It's not a katan for the tzibur. But when push comes to shove, you can do it, the diavid. And in fact, it's not so uncommon where they discover a few days before the bar mitzvah that they miscalculate as the wrong parsha, and the bar mitzvah boy is not the yet bar mitzvah. It happens more often than you think. Then you're aware that the invitation is already printed. They put the invitations, let's say, a month before, and then someone was very sloppy a year before in making the calculation, and then they realize, wait a minute, you got everything all wrong, and now it's too late, and the show is on the road. The show must go on. So the show can go on. It's not that you can go on. And indeed, what?
The bigger problem is Mocha Chodesh.
Why is Mocha Chodesh?
Because they always give the Haftarah.
He prepares that. So the world doesn't come to an end. The child will lane. There's nothing wrong with the child with a cotton laning. With a cotton laning, right? And then the maf is not getting one of the Shiva Kruim. He's getting the maftir. They're calling off a maftir. You can give you. Yeah, for the maftir, you make a bracha. So you can't give him a regular aliyah. If that way there also happens to be an ufruf, then for sure the child's going to get the maftir. because you can't give a child one of the 7 aliyahs. So the show goes on, and no one knows, and don't tell. What's the word? Don't ask, don't tell. And you'd be surprised how often. I think this happened to Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik. Is that correct? When you're bucking Rav Yosher Soloveitchik, I think he himself, either his son of Chaim, Rav Yosher Ber son of Chaim Soloveitchik, professor in YU now, I think it's happened to him, or it happened even to Rav Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, or one of the Soloveitchiks. It is this they made a mistake. Can you imagine Soloveitchik made a mistake with the bar mitzvah? Yeah. Either Rav Yosher Ber himself, his own bar mitzvah, or his son's bar mitzvah, or his brother's bar mitzvah. One of the Soloveitchiks, I remember he always would say over this story, Rav Yevil Reis would always, he would come, he would speak my father's shul on Yom Tov. So he always, basically, he would say over stories, fascinating stories. And he always, certain stories, he always repeated. And that was one story. The other story, you always repeat. I love how he can tell the story. What?
The wrong Shabbos? When they made the mistake?
Wrong mistake. They miscalculated the bar mitzvah. And the bar mitzvah, the real bar mitzvah, was really next Shabbos. And this Shabbos, he was still a katan. And all the guests, the invitations were sent. All the guests are coming, and he already practiced the parasha. For Soloveitchik, that's not a big deal. He can practice, learn the parasha in 5 minutes. But everything was all set to go. He was going to lane. He's a child, so that's right. The child can lane b'di'evet. He can lane, and the child will get the maftir. Which maftir will he get? He gets the maftir. He gets maftir because a child. You can get him out there. The other story, what?
Even though an adult is available to lend?
Yes. Even though for bar mitzvah, it's a shasat chak. You don't want to embarrass the mitzvah boy. You don't want to embarrass the family. He practiced. What? It's a shasat chak. You can do it.
They call up the bar mitzvah boy the week before their bar mitzvah?
No such thing. They call up a week before the bar mitzvah from after? You can do that.
That's the minog?
I'm not aware. Okay, it could be. They're different customs. In the smaller Hamish shuls, it's common, or it used to be common, you give a child maftir. Like I said, some hold that you should, because that's the way you preserve the custom. This is the way the custom was, v'shas hashmad, and that's why. Okay, for the purpose of entertainment, I'll tell you the other story. He always would say the same, I can't repeat the way he would say it. It was Simchas Torah, and the Rav, we always call him the Rav. What was the Rav Simchas Torah? He would learn, he'd give shirim the whole day. That was his Simchas Torah. He gave shirim the entire day. He went davening, a very quick davening. He comes home, and selected people came to his home for the simcha to sit and learn. He gave a shir. Anoshim v'noshim, he would say it like that. They would all sit around the table, men and women. Anoshim v'noshim. And here, five Levis was there. What?
Like
Beruvia, yeah, for sure. And he sat that way. And he sat down, he was there, and then it was Simchas Torah in Chutz Yaretz, right? In Boston, he was giving a shir in his home. It was Simchas Torah, it's Yom Tov. And all of a sudden, the phone ring. I can't, it was hilarious the way he said over the story. And all of a sudden, it's Yom Tov, the Shabbos, it was Torah. The phone rings. And the Rav, wait a minute. The Rav, he gets up and he says to the Oyla, excuse me. He goes into the other room, he closes the door, and you hear him pick up the phone. You hear the Rav, he picks up the phone, he answers the phone. And there's a conversation, he puts down the phone, and we're all sitting there in shock. We're all sitting there in shock. He goes on to describe the shock of this chevra who's sitting there on Simchas Torah in the presence of the Rav. So he goes on to explain, the Rav comes back and he apologizes, and basically it was Rav Chaim Heller, who Soloveitchik viewed as his Rebbe, was having emergency surgery. And there's a lot to the story that morning, early in the morning, the phone rang many, many times, and he didn't answer the phone. And then he got a messenger came with an emergency, telegram, whatever it was, and it said that it was, answer the phone. Chaim signed Chaim Heller. Answer the phone, Chaim Heller. And he was waiting for the call the rest of that during that time, and that's why. And the question was, it was Pikuach Nefesh, and he was asking Rav Yosheber, should he have the surgery right now on Yom Tov? And like this, Chaim Heller is asking him. Like that's what he felt. But he told him, of course, Mikuach Nefesh. He just wanted to consult with him, and that it should be. That was the way he presented the story. But the way he described the shock of sitting in the presence of Rav Yoshe Ber on Yom Tov, and he answers the phone. What in the world is going on? It was the matter of Mikuach Nefesh. Okay, that was the story. Now he always repeated that story. Let's go forward. Halacha Yud. Let's halacha. Loi niskuna kriyas avtar in bracha sel yachas shakara b'tar b'bracha is kolakuv. This is one halacha. The only mesakin to read the avtar with the brachos. Elo la'acher shakaru b'shabas b'tar b'brachas kol hakurim b'haruim. If the Sefer Torah, basically what it means is the Sefer Torah is puzzle, relating four aliyas. And then all of a sudden, the Sefer Torah becomes possible. You don't have an opportunity to finish the seven kriyim, the parsha. You are really at seven kriyim. You don't read the haftarah with the bracha. You must at least have seven aliyos from the parsha. If you don't have seven aliyos, let's say there is no Sefer Torah to begin with. For example, they don't have a chol, they have a Sefer Torah. So they read the parsha from Chumash without making any brachas. So you say, that was the parsha. So when it comes to the haftarah, we anyway lay the haftarah from a Chumash. So what's the big deal? Let us now lay the haftarah with the brachos before, and the four brachos afterwards. let's lay the haftarah. No, you can't. You're only allowed to lay in the haftarah from a chumash with the brachos before and after if you laid seven aliyos from a sefer Torah. If you did not lay from a sefer Torah, or you didn't make it to the end, the finish line, and he's very machmir. Even if you made it through six and a half, the person got a bracha. The person got the first bracha, but he did not make the chasima. The sefer Torah was possible in the middle, and you only laid two psukim. Or according to the minig of the Kitzes Shulchan Aruch, his minig is that it becomes possible in the middle. You don't make a bracha achrona. We mentioned the machlokes between the Kitzes Shulchan Aruch, between the Mishnah Berurah and the other part, the Ramban, the Mechaber. If it's the lig, you find the psukim in the sefer Torah after three psukim, do you make the bracha achrona? The Ramban says you do. The Mechaber says you don't. The Kitzes follows you of the Mechaber that you don't. So according to his opinion, even if you lay in the seventh aliyah, you lay more than three psukim, and then you find the psul, according to the Mechaber, you do not make a bracha achrona. You didn't make it the bracha achrona. You can't lay in the haftarah with brachas. It's a very, very interesting halacha. Like this, yeah. Even though it was only they didn't lay exactly. It's a chiddush. Yeah, that's what it says. Like this, gonna kriyas haftarah and brachas el yachas shakar b'tar b'brachas kol akrim arim. Aval im nim subsul b'sefer tar b'shabbos pshuto afilu b'shvi. Even the last aliyah, and you did not conclude with the bracha achrona. V'lo hayas sefer tar acher v'lechein loybech b'achrona. According to the Ramah, you would. According to the Ramah, if you find the psul in the seventh aliyah and you've at least lain three psukim, then you can make the bracha achrona, even though you did not finish the parasha. It's okay. Not finishing the parish is not ma'akev. What's ma'akev is seven aliyas. V'chein kishmaftir b'chayves hayam afilu nimsa b'maftir. Let's say it's not a Shabbos Shuta. Let's say it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, or it's Shabbos Yom Tov, and you did not lay in the Maftir because the Sefer Torah became possible before that. Even though you did lay in Shiva Kriim, or you did lay in the five Aliyahs, but you did not lay in the special Maftir. So you just read without after you read the read it from the Chumash without the brachas. Avol b'Shabbos Pshuta imliach hashakar Shiva Kriim. Once you lay in seven aliyahs, even though you did not finish the parasha, you know, you're putting on making a lot of hosafas. We're going to make today 20 hosafas, so we're going to really cut up the parasha. And you only really lay in less than half the parasha. But there are already seven aliyahs, it's good enough. Nimsab sul heim bequim v'chasifu heim b'mafter nir v'yesh likos after barachas. So since there are seven aliyahs, you can already make the barachas with it for the after. Okay, there are two shamans of Malacha, they're very easy, let's do them very quickly. Now, on the previous page, b'mafter. This talks about where it says in the Chumashim Kan Nesaimim Hasafaradim the Temanim, the Minig Lubavitch, all the Chumashim today, they all tell you all the different customs. If you have that new Tanakh that is used in many shuls for the Haftarah, they have their the Temanim, the Sardim, and Minig Chabad.
What about the Italians?
The Italians have it also?
Yes.
The Italians have different...
They have different customs. Okay.
In
some of the Chumashim tells you this with the Italians read?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. The I don't know what these words are.
Franken.
It's now referring to Nusach Svar. Okay, Arizal means Nusach Svar. Nusach Svar is really meaning Ashkenazim. So you go to a shtibel, the shtibel follows Kan Misaim Ho Ashkenazim. Ho Ashkenazim means it means those who are davening with the Strimlach and the Bekesha, they also have to be Misaim, even though they call themselves they're only davening Nusach Svar, but they're still equal from the Ashkenazim. Okay, so when it says mikan kana svardim, it does not mean the nusach svard. Nusach svard is minig arizal. Minig arizal is part of the group of the Ashkenaz. Shumi avaseinu.
Nusach svard.
Yeah.
The terminology.
Nusach. You have to always say Nusach. Yeah. It comes from Arizal. There are different dialects. No, it's not Nusach. It's not pure Arizal. It's not Ari. It's Nusach Ari. There are different. There's Nusach Chabad. Chabad has their own Nusach. I don't know where it comes from. Svarda. I don't know the answer. But it's not the same. There's real Svard and there's Nusach Svard. Nusach Svard is the Hasidish Nusach, but it's not. Kevon Sharizal Yechuya Bezev Ein Noagur V'Chein Noagur V'Sein HaKadoshim Ad Kan Dibur. Okay, so that's some Pashit that you down in a Nusach Svard place. You're going to follow what it says in the Chumashim Ashkenaz, and Svard only refers to the real Sephardim. Okay, Gimel Oil Lamaftir Katab Zil Lamaftir. No, that's for. Like all them after, right? Okay. Ayin b'shut mishpatei zil b'inyin ha'takonash nischash b'batei sefer shemar gilim ha'ketanim l'tfila b'tzibur. Okay, he goes off on a tangent. What about in schools? They make a mak minyan and they put up a shlech tzibur. V'yech mihem oivu lefnei atev v'reitzim l'hachnes gam sefer toro l'hem l'hargilim l'alas l'kuras v'toro v'yech sham ayin sham ma'ashal b'zeh. Okay, discuss what to do in the yeshiva ketana. Yeshiva ketana, they have mak minyanim. They want to train them. They want to train children how to daven with a minyan, so they have a shliach tzibur. So there are different parameters. So he's going away to the extreme. Let's say you also want the children to read from a sefer Torah. So already, I don't read in the tshuva. But I'm guessing that's not. That's going a little bit too far. Now, I grew up in the Lower East Side. I went to MPJ until through fifth grade. So our classroom happened to be. They had like a mincha minyan in our classroom. They had an Aron Kodesh. They had an Aron Kodesh in the classroom. It was an Aron Kodesh, a real Aron Kodesh, and a real an Amud. So when we daven Shachris, we daven there in sixth grade. We daven it was a teeny little class, only five students in the class, but we daven Shachris. So we daven from the Amud. We never learned from the Sefer Torah, that I could tell you. We never did that, but we took advantage of the furniture for our mak minyan. That's all I can tell you. Okay, we'll stop here, take a short break, then we'll do something for a few minutes.
Yeshiva Flowers.
Yeah.
Yeshiva Flowers is a small grade. Has a Chazan come in. Have a Chazan come in all the classes.
All the classes to train them.